This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
We bow our hearts in reverence and honor, with fear and trembling. We regard you, Jesus. We honor you. We regard you, Son of God. We regard your Father. Holy Ghost, you will show us mercy. You will lead me. You will guide my thoughts. You will open to me. You will breathe upon me. You will beat my mind to shape. Push me further, Lord. Show me great mercy and great kindness. Show your people great mercy, Lord. Further us again as an assembly. Further us an individual. Cause your commandment to come to us. Thank you, our Father. Honor you, Son of God. In Jesus' name we are praying. Pastor Missy said something that I said last week. I felt that I need to shed more light on it and from there take off. I said, dealing and leading the Spirit is not primarily for direction. So when I use the word direction, I say direction for, I put two things there. I say for choices and decision. I didn't say it's not for direction. Dealing and leading of the Spirit is for direction into the life. So it's direction into life. So leading and dealing of the Spirit is direction into the life. But it's not primarily. That's the primary purpose of dealing and leading of the Spirit is for direction into life. Psalm 16:11. One, two, go, everybody. So, pause. So, it shows that to enter into life, there's a path of life. Life has its path. So, leading of the Spirit is to direct you into the path of life. Also, for straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth. So we are teaching about dealing and leading. Leadeth. Leading. That one. Which leading unto life. So nobody can arrive in life by himself. You cannot arrive into life by yourself. So you will need the help of the Spirit, which is one of the purposes why they gave you Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost given to your spirit is to help you to find the path of life, the path of life, or the way of life, and supply things you need. Because in the way, when you're in the path, you need things. Because along the path, there are deviations. Along the path, there are temptations. Along the path, there are tempters. Along the path, there are scoffers, kings, and beings. They are not in the path. They are along. If you're a student of Proverbs, you read the book of Proverbs very well, you will know that wisdom, say, I, wisdom, I lead in the way of righteousness. What is righteousness? It's life. Romans 8. The body is dead because of sin. The spirit is life because of righteousness. So righteousness is life. So you can see that I lead in the way of righteousness. Or you can say, I lead in the way of life. Wisdom, say, I lead. That means you cannot walk in the way and the path of life. You need the help of wisdom or the help of the spirits to lead. So they must take the lead. That's what David was saying in Psalm 25. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Thou leadest me. He make me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still waters. So lead, leadeth, leading. So the primary purpose of the dealing and leading of the Spirit is into the paths of life. Why? That's the next question you should be asking yourself. Why do I need the Spirit to lead me the path of life? It's because inside us, do we have another thing that we are being led? That's what I was teaching last week. We are led by dumb idol. You know that you are a Gentile. Carry away unto dumb idol, even as you were led. So we are led and we have things that lead us. You know, I was talking about, say, that they are programmed us to be led. We don't hear any voice, but we are following a leading by nature. How do we acquire that nature? We acquire such nature through the curse of this war. So the curse of this war installs a leading navigation system into our soul. That's why there's a way that seems right to man. It's a way. It's also a way. It's a path that seems right to man. But the end of it is what? Is death. There's a way which seems right unto man. But the end of our are the ways of death. You have ways of death in your inside. I'm not the one that said so. Bible said there's a way that seems right to you. But that thing that seems right to you, something installed those ways in your inside. What installed those ways are the curse of this war. It's a curse. You learn the way and you acquire it. Like the Bible said, book of Proverbs 22. It said, train up a child. So we are trained up. Train up a child. So there was a training. Dumb idol and this war, they train us up. Train up a child in the way he should go. When you are training up a child in the way he should go, the child does not know that you are installing ways on the inside. It will take when it's grow. How do I know? Like me now. They train me up. They train my tongue. My taste bud were trained up by my parents. My taste bud is there for my wife's taste bud. The way they train my first ball, I am not open to eating everything. And it wasn't because we are rich, just that we are conditioned by what we eat in my house. But my wife's parent, they train that test ball, we try of many things. So, unknown to me, my parents were just giving me food. But unknown to us, they were training up my test ball. That's why you have seen some husband. Though they are married, their mother still sends some soup to the house. Because their mom knows how to fry the sauce and with all these locust beans. Your tongue has been trained. That's one of the reasons when you marry, one of the things that go to separate you from your mother's tongue. And you have to learn a new tongue, the tongue that your wife brings. Because what you're going to be eating is what your wife tastes. So a man's tongue will be conditioned by his wife because the wife that is tasting it. I was always look sweet to her. That's what you're going to eat. And you dare not complain. I said, you don't want peace in your life. But in that, you will die and your death shall glorify the Lord. You will die to your tongue that you grew up with. So, for 25 years of your life, they train up your tongue. And it's not only your tongue. Tongue is just a little member of your outward body. So, also, all both your outward bodies and your inward body, inward members, also we are trained up. Just as your parents train you up, Paul called that training, he said, the traditions you receive from your fathers. In Peter, for as much as you know that you are not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your very conversation. What's conversation? Manner of life. So he called it vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers. So all of us, we have ways. So call them ways of death. Some of those ways of death are in the body. You have a lot of ways of death in your body. Like somebody that is a fornicator is a way of death in your body. Because every time you do that body to commit fornication or adultery, something dies in your body. Because there are properties God put in your body that are defense against some sickness and diseases. Every time you use that body, part of that defense, you kill it. That's what people don't know. God designed the body to be everlasting. The body is not eternal. The body is not incorruptible. But the body was designed to be everlasting. Because of enough things that God put in the body. How do I know? Man was higher. God put everything in man under man. So you have trees like Iroko tree that can spend 500 years. You have the life of eagle. Eagle transcendently renew themselves 3 times in the lifespan. They renew themselves after every 20, 30, 40 years to renew their youth back. So, if God could design a lower creature that God made man as a chief, you can see how much more God designed man's body to be. So, there are ways that God put in our body. And some of those things were put in our body. You did not hear sickness and disease. There was no sickness and disease until Genesis 10:11. Something about sickness and diseases. Because things that was in the body, we are still keeping the body. Laws, ways in the body. So we acquire ways, or we are trained up with ways through traditions of our father. Traditions are good. But there are traditions that are not natural traditions. No, there are natural traditions. As we have natural tradition, we also have carnal traditions. And we have diabolical traditions. And each tradition, there are ways. Either natural, carnal, or diabolical traditions. They all have ways. And so those ways, by observing or by seeing it, we are trained up by them. So, there are many things in your body that you were trained up with. Like my tongue now. It was too full. They trained up my tongue. And my tongue is a member of my body. So, and it's not only your body that was trained up. Your soul also was trained up. My conscience can also be trained up. So, they train up our mind. They train up our conscience. Sometimes something we do can even train up our body. Our members of our body. I'm trying to say reason why we need dealing and leading of the spirits. Why it was necessary? Why dealing and leading of the spirit is important? Why? It's not primarily about making choices and decisions, but direction into life. You can see churches that what they use as message of the gospel, what they offer member of the church, what they offer Christian, a born-again child of God, are rudiments of this war. What is rudiments of war? What evil spirits I've used through different things to train up. Like a lot of demonic doctrine that the church of God is holding, they were all products of rudiments of this world. Like household enemy. They are rudiments of this world. Because when you see a epistle, you will never see one time. Paul. Peter, Apostle John, James, make mention of household enemy in the old chapter from Romans to the book of Revelation, you never see once. So, but where those thoughts came from? It came from experience through the training of the people that were Gentile. Say, for when you were Gentiles, carried away by dumb idol as you were led. Different Gentile nations. Nations that are not Israel, are all Gentiles. So Satan did not just afflict people with diseases. Satan designed idol. When Satan was designing idol, either physical idol. What Satan had in mind behind idolatry was to use idol to train up men and to lead souls and propagate a conversation, convey conversation. So men were led to acquire vain conversation. And unknown to them, idol did this, but naturally, after a while, Satan discarded physical idol. Yes, But he have used idol to form tradition and form vain conversation. And conversation is a way of life. So Satan used idol to form tradition and form vain conversation, way of life inside men. So he made the idol finish doing that. He took away idol. He brought civilization and education. So people read and they became bright in their mind. And to them, they don't even physically do physical idol and pull that oil. But what that thing has done, because they were raised by their parents, that we are primitive. So though their parents eventually send you to go and read books, but book contributed its own. But primarily, when you are going to school, your parents that train you up, that send you to school, say, remember whose son you are. My son, my son, this world is wicked though. When it's talk about, you understand it. Because before you became, when he can talk to you like that, you are now 15, 16, 18. There are many things like that over time that are shaping my mind, shaping my conscience, and also shaping even my outward members, my tongue, my things. So things have been passed down to me. Things I have received things, though I've not gone to read in school, and I speak very fine English. My tongue is not twisted with good English. But that does not erode tradition and vain conversation that I have received. The only thing that education does, education can embellish it. Education can see that you overshadow it. But though it's overshadow it, education can be like a masquerade. The garment that is wearing, but the being that is wearing that well-dressed, educated regalia is still that tradition that is underneath. So, he's speaking English. He's tush. When you see her, she does her pedicure and manicure. All the nails are prim and proper. When you see the guy, he has nice shave, nice cut. When you see his trouser, his pencil straight. And if he's Bugatti that he wants to wear, he's wearing it, man. When you see his tie, the suit, and everything. But that is just an outward man show. The reformation on the inside is through the leading of dumb idol that have put traditions and vain way of life of a man. And that thing, you cannot deny it. It's not within man's power to resist it. Because those things that were done on the inside, they were invisible, unseen material that frame. So we all grew up like that. Even when a man says, I don't believe in God because he read too much book, that does not disqualify the making from the inside. In fact, what is telling you that there's no God is that thing. Because idol has spoken lies. So that idol is inside deceiving. For the idol has spoken vanity, and the vanity have seen a lie and have told false dreams, and they comfort the vain. Because they went their way as a flock, for they say, we that seemed good. So it's their way. That's why Bible said, trust with the Lord with all your mind and lean not on your own understanding. Your understanding is your own way. Yes, sir. Because which is your way that seemed right. But every, so we all have our ways on the one side. Oh, we have ways. And those call those ways as what? Ways of death. There are ways of death on our inside. So there is no way you can, with ways of death, find life. Nobody find life with ways of death on the inside. So the first thing that Jesus said in John 14, 6, he said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No one can come to the Father except by me or through me. So all of us way inside. So, and the way we have on inside is the way of death. So every man has ways of death on his inside. And the ways of death is the one that inform us, or ways of death is what teach us what is right. Because there's a way that seems right to man. So it's a way of death that makes sinner right. So it shows that ways of death, if they say sinner right, it shows ways of death are righteousnesses. But righteousness is not the righteousness of God. That's revealed. Because righteousness of God to be revealed. What does the righteousness of God is? I say righteousness is what? It's life. So, that if it's righteousness of God, it's the life of God. It has to be revealed. Ephesians chapter 4 from verse 17. This I say therefore and testify in the Lord that you henceforth walk not. So you walk in the way. That you henceforth walk not as all that Gentile walk. So what does Gentile walk? So vanity of mind. I've read for us from 1 Corinthians that vanity of mind, he called it, you are led as you are led. And you are carried away by dumb idol. I know you that we are Gentiles. Do not walk like the Gentile walk. Carry away unto dumb idol, even as you are led. So you can see that to walk like the Gentile walk, it was by the reason of what carried us away and what led us. What led us put a formation on our inside. A course is a learning, a syllabus. A course is also a path. Like sheep travel through their courses. Stars also travel through their courses. They have their course. C-O-U-R-A. So it's through their course. So it's both a learning and a path. So every Gentile, we are Gentile in our minds. In my life, I have access to different kind of expression that have constructed ways on my inside. Not one, not two. If you check, you will be 1 billion ways. When you have grown up to be 30, 25, 40 years, ways of death through Gentile things, interaction with different people in life. Ways are not acquired at once. Ways are acquired through continuous living a thing in your presence. You see it. Or you hear it. Through seeing, hearing. Or things that happen to you. Satan has designed some things around us. Satan can just lack. When I say lack, abject poverty. To make sure install in your mind, in your heart, certain things. For example, the people that grow up very, very, very poor, they can be so much have inordinate ambitions because they saw what poverty and lack did to their parents, and they will swear an oath, I will never be poor. What's why we take? If they are going to go and become politician, and make one, they will do it. If they are going to go and do just for me, they will do it because of what they are seeing. So that we make sure there's lack, and maybe something that happened that eventually maybe they lost their mother because they could not take care of her. Those things that happen is a dumb idol. He designed those things because Satan don't care if you have money, if you don't have money. That's not the end of Satan. The end is not that you don't have money. The end is not that you have. The end is that, what can I use by him not having money? What kind of damage can I do to his soul? Is the havoc. Satan is my rent. What Satan is after is that, how much havoc can I wreak on this soul? How much havoc can I wreak on this mind? Some people can be poor and so are their property that when he has money, fear to spend it, he enters that bondage again. You don't know Satan, so he's not a safe target. So now, he may even have the money, but fear of not be coming back, he will be under that bondage. He's coming to church. Fear can make sure that's what is for me in giving money for church. Because give and shall be given back to you. Press down, shake it together. That can be the hidden secret thing. Why is giving? So that he will never become poor and broke. You don't know Satan. It happened to Job. Job, every time his children went to any outing, before they come back, immediately are coming back. Like I heard about a story of a mother. Immediately the children go up before they come inside. House is so clean that it does not allow germ to enter to a house. You make sure they take their bait and they don't wear clothes. They don't bring clothes that they carry outside. Because of fear, enter the betrayal, go and wash yourself before you enter the real house. Job, immediately children goes out and they come back. Daddy, 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 daddy. And this room, and this room. And wait. I don't trust you, this boy. The way you like to enjoy life. I know when you are eating, you have cursed God. You, this boy, you have look at your face. You have cursed God. You have bring some three bowl for me. You offer for them. Job was contracted under the torments. So why he was offering? It's not because he loved God. His suffering is not because he loved God. His suffering was conditioned because of fear. I'm trying to describe what ways in men and how we have acquired ways. And there are ways that are seen that you can see. But the ways that are not seen are more than what we see. Beyond the one you can see, there are many that you can't see that I have inside of me. For example, someone that listens to Yoruba Ronu Nkambe. I know you're listening to it at 10:30 in the night, about to sleep. So we can see that there are ways in our inside. And those ways, there's nothing that can deliver us that we have been trained up with. And I said that there are visible ways that are vain conversation, and there are invisible ways, the one that is not glaring. Some of those ways, they inform how you see. There are ways that they just condition how you see. Some ways, they are how you respond. Some of us, there's a way we respond to different things. But what condition it are ways of death. And to you, you think that's right. Some of us, from where that we are, is the way our father, we are to our mother, we are using that same way to relate with our wife now. Some of us, you saw it again and again, the way your dad and your mom, and you imbibe it as a way, but you don't know that those things we are caught up because your dad received it from somewhere. Even when you see a quote-unquote Christian model houses, it's good. I thank God for Christian homes. But all those things, they are ways. We carry ways. So when you check your relationship with your husband and wife, what are ways there? Sometimes something you are doing or something you don't do. For example, by reason of tradition, it's a weak man that follows a woman. Let alone carrying a bag. Because when you carry a bag, amen. But it's not that carrying or not carrying. If he's carrying it because dad carries it, and to him, that is what makes it to be a gentleman. But you know, that is also a tradition received by your parents. Because it's not about carrying back or not carrying back. Because sometimes you can be carrying that back. And you will carry that back. They say, well, you can carry it. And say, oh, that man, you feel that he's a son of meekness. So, how do you know that it's not meekness? You glory in it. You use it to shine. Because if it's a work that only goes do, you will use it to shine. If it came by commandment, if it come through leading and dealing of the spirits, it is designed to hurt and crack down a formation in you before. But the issue is not carrying back, because you can receive carrying back through tradition delivered to you by your father. So when you receive it from your father, by local father, or from men around you, it's not work out. It's not the dealing and the dealing of the spirits. You have it, but that thing cannot work out righteousness of God. It does not make you right on the inside. It does not have to right the ways of death on your inside. Because every leading and the dealing of the spirit is to right the way of death. Because there's a way that seems good to man, but the end of it is destruction. So to right is what seems good to you, and formally instructs you in what is really, really, really good. You see, that's why spiritual work is wisdom. It's to be wise in the spirit. It's not copy and paste. It's to be wise in the spirit. So it's easier for you to do religion, but to be wise in the spirit. To be wise in the spirit. You see, that's why someone that will be saved is a man that is wise. You can see a man that only goes his leading. And it will not make sense to a carnal man. Because you have waste of death. And that waste of death is seeming right to you. And a man that spirit is disarranging, what does not make right to you? Say, that brother is not spiritual. Because you can't tell. You can't tell. He that is born of the spirit. It's like a wind that blows. You hear the sound, but you cannot tell where he coming and where he goeth. So he said, one that is born of the spirits. why it is good to carry back, but carrying back for your wife does not mean that righteousness of God has been fulfilled. It is righteousness of God when it is the dealing and the spirit that design it and subjects you into it. So when he designed it, what has he designed? He designed to write the ways of death that seem right in you, which are vain conversation that you have received from your fathers. To write the way of death in man, which seem right to us. But the end of it, when you are in that path, you will not know that it's little death. Because it's the path of life. That when you follow that path, you end in life. And that path that leads to death, to write it means to make it right, it has to be by dealing and leading. Because you cannot write ways of death on your inside. So that's why immediately the God was born again, they gave us Holy Ghost immediately. Jesus did not wait. Joker made sure he told them, it's your spirit I go away. How do I know? When Joker was praying in John chapter 17, look at what he said in John 17. Oh, Father, for while I was in the world, I kept them by your word. And I've not lost any because I was teaching them and showing you the path of life, like I was reading for all. That will show me the path of life. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. When I was in the world, I have kept them by your word. I have kept them by your name. He was mentioning what he used to keep them when I was with them in the world. I have manifested thy name unto the men whom thou givest me out of the world. And now I am no more in the world. But these are in the world. I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep through thy own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are one. Where I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou hast given me, I have kept. And none of them is Lord, but the son of perdition, that his throne might be fulfilled. So he told them, I kept them by your name. I kept them by your word. So here is Jesus. Before he died, he has left the world. And was praying that they will receive what we're able to keep them going forward. And so to keep in the world is not a stay in the world and I'm keeping you. That was to keep in the world, mean to be able to deliver their soul from ways of death that they acquire. So he prayed not that they will be given the Holy Ghost or the Spirit. And primarily, what the leading and the dealing of the Spirit is for is to lead you in the direction of the path and in the path of the way of life or the way into life. Because the way into life is narrow. That few are they that find it. Why? Because if few that are ready to be dealt with and be led. It's not because God wants a few. God wants many people in the narrow path of life. But it's only few that be ready to be subjected. But Holy Ghost knows that it's by arranging you to be able to take those ways of death out of you. Leading and dealing with the Spirit become easy when we call become children. Because why we cannot be easily led? Because we are not their children. Naturally, children, they respond. Yes. So why leading of the Spirit is because we are not yet children. We are men. When we are led by dumb idol unto vain conversation, because how do you train up a child? Train up a child in the way. Train up a child in the way he should go. You train up. So we have been trained up by traditions. We have been trained up by dumb idol. We have been trained up by the curse of this war. Train up a child in the way he should go. From when he's old, he will not depart. Say, he will not depart from it. That's why it's not possible for you to depart from your way by yourself. Just like the way you train up a child in a good way and you won't depart from it. Even if you train up your child in the way of the Lord, even if you went to university and find back gang and join them, you're going to turn my back. Because a way that you put inside of him, the thing will speak. It can be seduced. Now I told you, I say in the way, I said there are tempter and seducer. Sometimes they can be seducer. There can be a tempter that tempts out of the way. They wrote it in the book of Jeremiah. Thing that tempts a man out of the way. But because it's a way, when a way, it will only take. Just like I gave that parable through the prodigal son. You see, and when he came unto himself, what is that thing? It's the way that his father put inside of him. It's what the father put inside of him. When he came unto himself, like, what is that? Is that way that he's leading himself? What he went to do? It's nothing. Is that what say? But how do I know? Bible say, for when he was in this country, for he trade with the people of the country he went to. And the young man said unto his father, Father, give me the portion of the goods that fell. And many days after, the young man gathered all together and he took his journey unto a far country, and there wasted his substance with the others living. And when he had spent all this, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to the citizens of that country, and he sent him unto his feet to feed swine. And he wouldn't fail his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave it unto him. And when he came unto himself, so to come unto himself is to come to the way that his father had put inside of him. So that he went away and wasted thing. But it's not that his father put him, because how do I know he was his father? Look at what he mentioned about his father. You know that he's talking about the kind of who his father is. It's the way of his father that is inside of him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father have bread enough? Then he knew that his father made sure there's enough bread for every servant. Though I'm serving another man that does not give me anything to eat, but this man is not like my father. My father is not like this. All the servants of my father, they have enough. How many hired servants of my father have bread enough and to spare? I perish with hunger. I will rise and go to my father. I will say unto my father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy higher servants. And he knew that his father would take him back. How do I know? When his elder brother came back, and he said, brother, will not come inside. So you see, and the servant came to tell his father, your elder son is outside. The way his father saw him afar off and ran to go and meet him, his father left and went to go and meet him that refused to come. He said, I was going and went. He said, I'm not coming inside. He said to do tantrum. I'm not going to come inside. By some of us, when our parents beat you, because you want to do big man, I'm not going to sleep in this house today. So, that is it. Foolishness are banned in the heart of the children. But unknown to you, what they were putting to you was they were putting waste inside of you. So go against that arrangement. So to take that way, you won't depart from it. So even when it's a prodigal son, he has gone astray. It will take the right thing of a way completely. And it's not easy to rewrite ways. It's not easy. Because you have to do another labor to put ways. It's a lot of work. It's a work. Ephesians 2. When in time past, you walk according to the course of this war. But there are things in the course of this war, which I say is a learning. Look at the two things. So, there are two things that's in the course of this war. And when you learn it, you're qualified to now acquire something on their top. According to the prince of the power of the air. So, there are two things. According, you walk. So, you have two courses to walk. You walk in the course of this war, and you walk in the power of the air. The spirit that will now walk it. So imagine you are in a course, but something is walking to you. Walk it. So you are seeing a conversation from the father, your father, or in your school. Different experience. You see where you learned it over time, because those things were impressed before you. But those things also, he work something on your inside. Paul described this operation in Thessalonians. He said, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. The mystery of iniquity doth already work. So when you're in the course of the world, something was being working inside of you. It's working on your conscience. It's working on your mind. It's working on your members. Those things may look intangible, but there's a work going on. These are all of us acquired ways of death. It's a work over time. In engagements that comes to us, different interactions, in different interface. So we see them, we respond to them, there's something working on us. According to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the prince of the power of the air is the father. That means there's a prince, there's a cause of this world, and under the cause of this world, Satan is a prince. Prince means a father. So after the prince of the power of the air, when you check 1 Corinthians 2, they call it the wisdom of men, the wisdom of this world, the wisdom of the princes of this world. So he is the prince. So he's the prince of the power of the air. But under the prince of the power of the air are the princes. Not every evil spirit are princes. When you check the book of Daniel, they talk about the prince of Persia. The prince of Persia himself is the devil. And he's the one that is controlling all the kings of Persia. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia, so he's the one. That's what they call him, the prince of this war. That's what the guy called him. For the prince of this war have come and find nothing in me. And you know, under this war are kingdoms. Like he took a high mountain. You see, you need to have understanding to know what you are combating. And you must not disobey Satan. Don't come to this life and obey Satan. Obey Satan is not only fornication and adultery. You can be coming to church and you obey Satan. Because you are not being wired with wisdom of how Satan works. You have to go against him. Satan's work is very, very wide. The wise of the devil. It's a skinny, delicate work that Satan has designed. I check my interaction when I'm talking to my wife. I'm seeing where Satan is hiding here. We are not arguing because there's a way I can respond to my wife. I know this is a Satan design. That this thing is a conversation. It's not the conversation. It's not of Christ. This conversation is not going to bring life. I'm interacting to my children. I'm looking about to go. As I'm talking, as I'm engaging, I'm looking at my intent of my heart. I'm checking where is sin hiding here because sin can hide in anything. I'm not just living my life on a plane. I know life is not plane. I know that life is on a delicate balance. It's not a plane. 1 + 1 is not 2. In the name of the Spirit, you walk with God. Life in the spirit is delicate balance. Have you seen those Chinese sports that do all do? That game, obstacle course. That's how life in the spirit is. It's not a continuum. It's a delicate balance in the spirit. I'm trying to give you a picture of life in the spirit. Life in the spirit is not just pa, 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 pa. No, it's not a straight road. It's a delicate balance in the spirit. For example, look, you will see probably say, answer a fool. That you may know it's a fool. Then after, do not answer a fool. That thing, it's not every time you should answer. And it's not every time you should keep quiet. Then how do you know when to answer? And when do you know when not to answer? If all what you know in your life is that don't answer. And you need to answer sometime to show that you've obeyed life in the spirit. So when you want to answer and you don't answer, you have disobeyed God. So it's not a continuum. You need to find a balance in the spirit. It takes being wise in the spirit. And that's why they need to show you. That will show me the path of life. They need to show you. You need to be guided. You need to be dealt with. You need to be led. Because each of those things is supposed to deliver you from the ways of death you have acquired on your inside. When in time pass, you walk according to the course of this world. According to, I say, it's the prince. So a man can use the course of this war, and a man can graduate from the course of this war and graduate to use the way of the prince of this war. So the way of the prince of this war is what they call the way of wickedness. So there are two things. There's what? There's the course of this war, and the way of the prince of this war is called the way of wickedness. It's wickedness. That's why in this war, things that are in the war is not only loss of the eyes, loss of the flesh, and pride of life. Those are the things in the world. But that's not only what's in the world. There's another thing in the world. The whole world lies in wickedness. That wickedness is a person. Wickedness is a person. They call some being in Ephesians chapter 6 spiritual wickedness. They are not spiritually wicked. Not spiritually wicked. Spiritual wickedness. Their wickedness incarnates. Spiritual wickedness in high places. That wickedness in high places is what I told you in 1 Corinthians. I call them princes of this world. So, princes of this world are under the prince of this world. Because the prince of this world is the wicked one. A lot of us, we have the things that are in the world lost. But we don't yet have the other things that's in the world, which is wickedness. The second is of the wicked one. That means it's an offspring. He came from the wicked one. For he slew his brother. But you graduate. That's why nobody should graduate from the course of this war and have access to the word of wickedness. Galatians 1, verse 3. There's what they call the war that was under the earth. And the war that Jesus Christ came to form is different from the war that Adam grew on. Because I say Jesus is the new Adam. He's the new man. So I say when sin entered the war and death through sin, he colored the earth and bring another war. And in that war, it's lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and pride of life. And inside that war, it's what? Wickedness. So the war that God brought through Christ is another war. That war is called the word of truth. So there's a war in the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will lead you and guide you to all truth. He's guiding you to the war of the New Testament. That's the war of God. When a man is in it, all things are new. For if he might be in Christ, he's a new creature. The old things have passed away and all things are new. Because that war is the word of truth. And it's that war that you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. So you see that the war, and that war has the cause of this war. And over the course of this war, we have the prince of this war. The prince of the war. But under that first war is lust. So in that John chapter 8, he said, the lust of your father you will do. So that war has its lust. So outside that war is the wicked one. Galatians, look at it. Grace be to you and peace from God the Father. So this is the war of God the Father. And for our Lord Jesus Christ, what the purpose of the God the Father and Jesus Christ? What are they for? Who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil war according to the will of God and our Father. So what they are going to use to deliver us from the present evil war or to deliver us from wickedness is the will of God. And the will of our Father. So you cannot see 1 John 2. Love not the world. Not the things that are in the world. For if a man love the world, the law of the Father is not him. For these are the things that are in the world. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. For they are not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. So there is the world and the lust. But he that doeth what? The will of God. So what is the will of God? He to redeem us from this present war according to the will of God and our Father. There's nothing that can deliver you from the way of death. And they have to show you. That's why you need leading and dealing of the Spirit. So that they can empower you with what can deliver you from this present evil war. And what can deliver you from the curse of this war. So they must show you things. They must guide you. They must lead you. They must deal with you to deliver you from it. You can be a Christian 70 years, but you will not be delivered from this course of this war. You are going to church. You are doing your offering. Because you don't have things you must do to be delivered. And what you must do is the will of God. Some people came to Jesus in Matthew 7. In your name we cast out devils. We prophesied in your name. And we did mighty works. And I will tell them, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, you workers of wickedness. So you can be prophesying. You can be casting out devils. You can be doing mighty works in his name. But you are still a worker of wickedness. I knew you not. For not everyone has said, Lord, 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 shall enter in the kingdom of my Father. But they that do his will. Is his will. Is the do of his will that receive deliverance from the present evil. So when I ask you, what is God's will? What is the Father's will? In our former learning, when you say Father's will, the will of God for me, who to marry? We attach we to choices and decisions.
Oh.
The linear and decision is not for decision, it's for you to guide you into life. Because you know the way of death. Because what we know is the way of death. So what is the thing I must do to deliver me? Like God came to Egypt to come and deliver the children of Israel. But how are they going to deliver them from Pharaoh? Moses wanted to deliver the children of Israel from Egypt. And he thought about delivering them is to start killing them one after the other. Until they ran away. But who knows that the way to deliver them is to kill a lamb and put it in the doorstep. That's the way to deliverance. They used different 9 plagues. They didn't deliver them. What delivered them? Take the blood and put it on the doorpost. That's the way of deliverance. Can you ever come to any man's mind? Can any man think up to the heart by himself that the way to deliver me from Egypt, from the hand of slavery, is to kill 1 year lamb and take the blood and put it and close my door inside and I stay there? You can't think of it. It can never come to your mind. They have to reveal it. They have to show you that the deliverer from Egypt will come by killing a 1 year lamb and kill it and put it and eat the flesh and eat it with bitter herbs and enter the house and lock up inside the house to see what will happen to outside that. So likewise, to deliver me from this present evil war, which is death, and bring me into the life of God. I don't know it. That's why I need the help or the dealing and the spirits to guide me, to lead me, to show me how I can be taken away and lead me into life. That's the essence of teaching the spirits. That's the essence why we must master it. That's why we must not think we know it. That's why we must go back and listen to the message and obey our spirits. Why you must not use your brain to choose to marry is because of this thing. There's some men you're going to marry. You will not live your way of death. You are married, you have children. You buy a second house. You build 2 cars. You what? Your children are going to good schools, but you still have your way of death inside of you. What God designed your marriage to do is not doing it. You have your husband, but the husband is on a hand. It's not to be a two for God to deliver you from the way of death. But that is not serving it. Because you lean on your own understanding and make a choice by yourself. You didn't choose what God knows that will be able to carry out the work that God wants to do in your life. Why we are talking about leading and leading on the spirit? When I say it was primarily not for direction, not for direction, for choices. It was for direction into life. Because there's something that we have, way of death. And we cannot deal ourselves from way of death. We have to be dealt with. We have to be led out of it. Led out of the way of death and connect us to life. And we don't know it. Because what we ask ourselves is that we see me right. But unknown to it, it's still there that we lead us into. Every attempt, every effort, we always lead us back to death. So we know that we can't do it ourselves. That's why religion will not help any man. Christian religion will not do it for us. It has to be that I trust the Lord all the way. I trust him all the way. And that's why when Holy Ghost, when we need to submit ourselves, some people, they allow Holy Ghost to lead them, to deal with them. I'll tell you why. They grow cold. Like what happened to Hebrew church. They became weary. And their hand began to draw. Because what they are dealing with, they are dealing against our own ways. What seems good to us, we can become weary. That God is too hard on me. Am I the only one? Am I the one that killed Jesus? But don't know that it's about delivering from the way of death that will seem good to you and bring you back to life. Because that's why we are upon the earth too. We are not here so we can have a car. Because I don't need to believe in Jesus Christ to have a car. There are many people that don't believe in Jesus, they have cars. I don't need to come to church to be a millionaire. If it's all about to have cars, if it's about to have business, if it's about to have multiple sources of income, I don't need Jesus. I can get the same thing without Jesus. But this thing, I can't have it without Jesus. Because the spirit of life is in Christ Jesus. For the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. So I can find money outside Jesus. I can find a woman to marry outside Jesus. I can get my land outside Jesus. But I cannot get the lost spirit of life outside Jesus. That's why I gave my life to Jesus. Because Jesus Christ has something that I need to get me free, to give me deliverance from this present evil world. That's why I need Jesus. And that's why Jesus Christ is different from every religion. Jesus Christ has something that no religion has. Jesus Christ has agents of deliverance from my ways of death that no religion has it. That's why I stopped doing religion. Because what's the purpose of having money? But the prince of this world come and find his things in me. I've not relinquished what he gives to every man. And everybody say, gone to glory. But it's a lie. He has not gone to any glory. Because he has things of this one inside of him. He has the lust of the highest. He has the pride of life. If God did not help him, he has graduated from lust. He has moved into wicked things of this world. Things of the prince of the power of the air is already inside of him. Because you have done disobedient again and again and again. And that's acquired nature. Because when you do the thing of the prince of the power of the air, you acquire nature. You call it the nature of rats to disobedience. If there's any deliverance which you should be going for, this is deliverance of household enemy. Bible says a man's enemy is a member of his own household. These are my household enemies.
Yes. Bon de fina cafina cafina cafias. Ele bronzi vi cari se alas lo brondo schiferalo se li la li 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 I thank you to lead you out. Thank you out. To take it out. To lead you out. To take you out. To take it out. Yes. Safira. Oh, the mess. Take the mess. To take the mess. Take the mess. I will take the mess. Take it out. Take it out. Yes. Take it, Safira.
Lead. I will lead you out of it. I will lead you out of it. For you see, that deliverance you are looking for, even that deliverance that you are seeking, is not even in looking upon that matter. It's not in looking upon that matter. It's not in thinking on that matter. It's in staying in the place I lead you. Even staying in the place of leading. Staying in the dealings I bring your way. Focus. Stay focused on the pathway. Stay focused on me. Look to me. Look to Jesus again. And true deliverance will be wrought. Even in that matter that has become a mess. Even that has soiled your hands. Even that has soiled your legs. Oh, I say I come. I come standing and I say, look to me. Look to me and allow me lead you. Lead you into deliverance. Great deliverance, say Jesus.
Mercy, give mercy. Bring your heart to mercy. Rescue mercy. I bring you to mercy. Give you to mercy. Read your heart from mess. Read you by mercy. Read your heart by mercy. Read your heart by mercy. Receive mercy. Receive mercy.
Thank you.
Mercy. Rescue mercy. Rescue mercy.
I pray for you. I just have my spirit that I should pray for you, God, to give you eyes to see.
Amen.
And this is where holiness is. Holiness is not what you do. Holiness is for you to be able to see that thing and deny it. That's why the grace of God, our biggest salvation, has appeared to men. Teach us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust. You need eyes to see it. And that's why God had to give life. God had to preach it until something will fall, scary will fall. I'm praying that the Lord will give you eyes. That will say, and Jesus opened their eyes. I'm praying for you. Because when you don't see, you will resist the Holy Spirit. I pray for you that from this afternoon, find mercy for your eyes to be open. I use your physical eyes to connect the eyes of your soul. That the eyes of your soul will be open in the name of Jesus. I pray for you. The itato, you are walk like the Gentile walk in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened because of the ignorance that is in them, and being the unbelief of the life of God through ignorance is there, and because of the blindness of their heart. If you want to deliver a man from the world, the way he walk, give him eyes. I pray. You not only have eyes to see scripture, but you have also had eyes to see all the works of the devil. What Satan has done inside of you, as Satan has designed it to leadings, I pray for you. Receive eyesight. Everywhere you are dull in your mind. Merciful. Some things I had to say. Joker told disciples, they have walked with Joker for 3 years and a half. He said, ye fools, slow of heart. I pray, is there any way you are slow of heart? Your heart is very slow to respond to spirits. I ask for healing for you. Yeah. I say, be male. Yeah. From this meeting, begin to receive the instruction of faith. Yeah. Let's begin to receive the instruction of faith. Yeah. Find grace to obey faith instruction. Yeah. Say, thy faith, I make thee whole. I became the begin male. Yeah. I say, be male. Yeah. Be sad. Yeah. Be male. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Begin to be more wise than the lust of the world. Be wiser than the wicked of this world. Let the Spirit of God abide upon your soul. Holy Ghost's voice so strong upon your soul that you no longer fall into temptation and snare you to fall into. Receive mercy. Receive mercy. Receive grace. Mercy and grace. Mercy and grace. I pray, go and profit in life. Let your profit appear to many. Let it appear to all. Gain judgments. Gain discernment. In the name of Jesus. Receive heart that is willing. Be willing to follow the Spirit. Be willing to yield to the Spirit. When only God subjects you, will not fight it. I say, find willingness. Find grace upon your heart. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.